This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Officials say three Denver public schools are shifting to remote learning for the rest of the week because of a staffing shortage. Students at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Early College and John Ames Elementary School will learn from home tomorrow and Friday. George Washington High School students are remote today through Friday. DPS says it's possible the schools will be in remote learning again next week. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Hurley, he warns the pandemic is likely to worsen in the coming weeks. She says the state's positivity rate is nearly 10%, with some regions more than double that.
We are seeing much higher numbers come out of some of our community testing sites in certain parts of the state.
Governor Polis wants to expand Colorado's hospital bed capacity and wants cities to require vaccinations for people attending large indoor events. A Colorado man has been arrested for allegedly assaulting officers during the breach of the U.S. Capitol in January. Federal prosecutors say videos show Thomas Patrick Hamner of El Paso County fighting with police over a makeshift barricade and joining other rioters in using a large metal sign to try to break through the officer's line to get to the building. He is the 10th Coloradan to be arrested for participating in the Capitol insurrection. Two have pleaded guilty so far. Snow for the mountains again around Vail, with lows down to 20 degrees. It's 37 in Vail at this hour. This is CPR News.